Chrissy Camden. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Thanks for your company today. We'll talk about that game in some detail a little bit later on. Let's just talk about you and Tranmere at the moment. Mark, Nicola Palios, they want the club to be a championship club, a League One club. They need it to keep going up the ladder. It's great to see the infrastructures there for it.
Well, you look there, Steve, on Saturday, you know, me and Yoz were sitting there, you know, they're playing all the shots down there, and there's 10,500 on there. And Yoz said to me, he said, Cammy, he said, it's just like the old days again, like, you know what I mean? And it was just like the old days. But you look at the greats, you know, the crowd have backed them all season. I think their average gates, Steve, are probably about 5,500. You know, in non-league football, that is unbelievable.
Do you feel like there's a revival of the football club going on at the moment then?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, as you say, Mark, Nicola, you know, they've backed Mickey to the hilt, like, you know what I mean, whatever Mickey wants that he's got, like, you know what I mean? But, you know, this game now on Sunday, it's like a Champions League. Winner takes all. You know, and, you know, the club should be in the Football League. Well, you know, let's hopefully on Sunday they're going to be in the football, back in the Football League, because it's a sleeping giant. And you cannot, like, I was amazed that someone said to me, Wrexham had been in the conference now for 11 years. Now, that's a long, long time.
Because once you get stuck in it, making this point to someone, I think actually to Mark Palios, I think it was, once you get stuck in it, it becomes a problem. But Tranmere are still within that first couple of years where they should still be considered as a team to move out of the conference.
Yeah, I think, you know, Mark last year, you know, he was looking to, you know, as everyone was, we were looking to try and bounce back, you know, first time, but it didn't happen. We didn't even get in the playoffs last year. Like, so, as I said, you know, we're in the playoffs, and I think other than, the, you know, like a bit of hiccups this season at home, like a couple of the lower teams, you know, we've slipped up where we're, you know, we should have got the 3 points, we've only got 1 point, and that costs you. But, you know, you got to give good luck, you know, praise to Lincoln, like, they had things with the FA Cup, which they could have switched off on, and they didn't, you know what I mean? They got to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, you know, that's not unheard of, a non-league side, that, but, you know, you've got to give credit where it's due, and I know Mickey gives their gaffer big credit, like, for what he's done, and, like, so.
Tough league. So Sunday, it comes down to the point in time where they need the fans more than ever, and they'll have a lot more fans than Forest Green. That stadium should be swamped by Tranmere fans.
Well, me and Nick were trying to get tickets yesterday, like, and for our family, me lad Luke's coming down, and me future son-in-law Kev's coming down, and Nick and his family, and Yozza. We're going on the train now. So Nicol sorted it out. We're going on the train, I'll be like Paddington Bear somewhere, like, with him, like. But
Nicol will be leading the singing.
The big man, like. But you know, Nicol's been there myself, you know, all season, like, you know. But, you know, he's right behind the lads, Nicol, and then Yozza is, and Iggy. You know, Iggy. You know what Iggy's about, like. You know, he's Samia through and through, This game we're playing on Friday, you know, we're on first at 3 o'clock. Iggy's saying to me, Cammy, I'm captain and I'm on the pens and everything. He just loves it.
Yeah, you boys are involved in a charity game at Prenton Park this Friday evening, so raising some good money there. So for this Sunday, what do you expect? How do you approach a match like this if you're Mickey Mellon?
You know, Mickey's been around the block. I don't know how Mickey ticks, like, but I, you know,
but it can't affect the players once they're out there,
The players switch off, like, you know, they'll probably be, you know, they're saying there, Steve, to me yesterday, they reckon they're going to take about 30,000 down there. Now, on Sunday, you couldn't get a coach, and they've had to lay extra coaches on and all this. Like, I think that from the sportsmen's, there's a pub there, there's about six going from there, like, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, it's a big game. But once the players get on the park, they will switch off. But, you know, there's a lot of young players there, and Mickey, you know, a bit of nerves might creep in and that, like. But, you know, I know Mickey, and Garno, you know, Garno's been down the block, you know, he knows the score. He's been, you know, an ex, you know, pro, played a lot of league games, you know, he knows the score. He's been there, probably played five or six times down at Wembley, Garno was, like. So, you know, he'll have, you know, be putting his two penneth in, like, get him settled and that, like.
Second home for Tranmere Rovers, really. Yeah. You never really got to appreciate or taste that with them.
I was very, well, you know, a lot of pros, Steve, don't play down there. I was very fortunate with, you know, the Avenue lads, you know, we would be playing the Umbro vets over 35s for the Mersey Royal. you know, myself, Kenny McKenna, Harry Wiggins, and that, like, you know, legends of non-league football and all over there, like, and then we played at Wembley, and I was very fortunate to be skipper there. Like, when you come out, it was the second to last game before they tore it down. You play a warm-up game before the trophy and the final, and then after the trophy final, they tore it down. Like, but it was great. Like, it was absolutely superb to play there. You know, I had to give everything. You know, I've been very fortunate in non-league football, but I had to give everything to play there, especially with all the lads when we started, when we were young lads at the Avenue, and that, like, to play there, like.
Obviously, you'd have been a player at the time, but did you manage to go to, say, the Leyland DAF finals? Or
yeah, I went against Notts County, the Notts County game in one of them, when Garner got sent off. I always remember Ronnie Moore running down there after Garno stormed off, and I always remember Ronnie going after him, like. But yeah,
absolutely great days. Right, we're gonna do your match of my life in about 5 or so minutes. It's the Exeter game, of course it is. You spoke about Marine fondly, but is it Marine and Tranmere that sort of stick out to you?
Staleybridge was a one-off, like, you know, a sign there, and, you know, 47 goals. I never scored a goal in the last 5 games. Like, I was going to hopefully get my cricket bat up to the crowd.
Did you score 47 goals? That's ludicrous. Is that in the league?
No, there was about, I think I scored about 38, 40 in the league, something
just
like that.
Just the 38.
Yeah, something like that. But a Marine, like, Rowley knew what I was about, you know, and I think I had 3 seasons there, played 96 games and scored about 105 goals, something like that. Yeah, Rowley was very fortunate. You know, he had myself and Brian Ross. Brian Ross was a great striker. The two of us were front. He gets 60 goals, 30 goals a season out of the two of us. Like.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.